Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Mach 1 Market Moment. Joined alongside David Lee today, he's a retirement income planning specialist there at Mach 1 Financial Group, serving you in Northwest Arkansas. David, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
Well, David, as always, it's great to have you here on the show. And as always, for more information and past shows, you can check the group out online at mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. And we'll also give the number out a little later to get in touch with the team so that you can come in and learn what it takes to experience a worry-free retirement. David, I know that you are a pilot. Is that right?
That is correct.
So it may seem a bit out of left field, but I bet you could do a good job of tying retirement into flying.
Yeah, absolutely. For a lot of the folks out there that have met me before, or of course, those of you who are clients that work with me, you know that I was a fighter pilot in the Air Force. I flew F-16s and T-38s for 10 years on active duty, but I've really been flying since I was about 13. So I've been flying for about 30 years. So this is definitely a subject that's near and dear to my heart. And sometimes, you know, people will say, well, how did you go from flying fighters into this field? So, what do those two fields have in common? And believe it or not, you'd be surprised that they have more in common than you think. So for example, one of the things that we talk to people about all the time is needing to have a plan for retirement, just like you would have a plan for a flight or a flight plan. So just like in retirement planning, flying has to do with good decision making, or more appropriately, good risk mitigation. Anytime you climb up the ladder to get in a fighter, or you hop in the cockpit to fly a small airplane, you're taking a risk. So it's about how do you control that risk? You know, if you wanted to completely eliminate your risk, you just wouldn't drive anywhere or fly anywhere. You just stay home all the time. You're not taking any risk, but you're not also getting anywhere or getting anything done. So in the flying world, we want to mitigate risk as much as possible by having a good plan, by following certain procedures and checklists, and by looking at all the factors that can hurt us, whether it be weather, turbulence, restricted areas, things like that. So we want to have a good flight plan in place to safely get from where we are to where we want to be. And it's the same thing in retirement planning. How do we get safely from where you are to where you want to be, given all the factors that you may face in retirement, from market risk to how much income are you going to need to how long are you going to live, and a whole host of factors? It all comes down to having a good plan.
Yes, that's right. You need a plan that's unique to what you're trying to do. Just in the same way, you wouldn't fly from New York to LA using the same flight plan that you'd use from New York to Miami. In that same way, in that same vein, you need a retirement plan that's customized and unique to your goals. And of course, David, that's something that you and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group are happy to assist with. With any other questions that you may have about your retirement as well, you can give the team a call at 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. What about turbulence? I was on a flight myself back in the spring. I'm a big sports guy, and so I flew out to Phoenix for the Final Four. And I'll tell you, it was one of the worst flights ever coming into Phoenix. I thought that plane was going to fall out of the sky. And I don't do well with turbulence. And so I'm wondering, how does that maybe compare to retirement planning?
Yeah, good question. Turbulence is like volatility in the market. That'd be the analogy. So we never know when we're going to hit a bump in the air or turbulence. We never know when we're going to run into volatility in the market. You can't see it coming. If you could see it coming, if we had a crystal ball, you wouldn't need this retirement planning stuff. You wouldn't need investment vehicles that mitigate market risk and various factors like that. But the truth of the matter is, we can't see when volatility is going to hit next. We can't see when the next market crash or correction is going to occur. So we have to have a good plan in place. And the flying analogy would be that's why when you're flying an airliner, the captain says, hey, as long as you're in your seat, if you don't need to get up and use the restroom, keep your seatbelt fastened, even if we don't have the fastened seatbelt sign turned on, because we never know when we could hit what's called clear air turbulence. It's the same way in the financial world. The way I put it to people is, hey, don't take risks that you don't have to take. You know, if you don't have to get up and use the restroom, keep your seatbelt fastened, because otherwise you're taking an unnecessary risk that if we have some unforeseen encounter with turbulence, you might you know, you could potentially get hurt. In the retirement planning realm, why try to achieve a 12 or 13% or 14%, whatever number you want to put on it? Why try to achieve a double digit rate of return if you know that you'll be fine if you just average maybe 5 or 6%? So if you're trying to achieve a double digit return when you know that you only need to try to get 5 or 6 and you'll be fine, then you're taking unnecessary risks. So our philosophy is only take the minimum risk necessary to achieve the goal. Where are you trying to get to? How do we get you to that goal in the safest possible manner?
And in the same way that you're talking about getting people from point A to point B, as a pilot, you always have a team on the ground helping you get from one destination to the next. They help you to steer around that in-air turbulence. And like I said, in the same way, you and your team there at Mach 1 Financial Group are able to help people get to their destination and do it with the least amount of risk.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a great analogy. I mean, air traffic control is there to help airliners and pilots, to help the traveling public safely get from point A to point B.
Right.
Air traffic control's role, as you probably know, is to monitor the radar and to provide traffic separation and what is called IFR, or instrument flight rules. So if you're flying in the clouds and you can't see where that other traffic is, the guy on the ground or the gal on the ground with the radar, they can see where that other traffic is. So their responsibility is to make sure that you're deconflicted both laterally and vertically with any other traffic that may be out there, thus helping you get safely from your point of departure to your intended point of arrival. And they're also there to assist in the event of an in-flight emergency, to help you find the nearest available airport and how to get there in the safest possible manner. And to your point, the analogy of an advisor's role in retirement planning is much the same. Our job is to help our clients identify risks that they perhaps can't see. Just like the pilot can't see that threat if he's in the clouds, but the traffic controller with the radar can see threats that the pilot flying cannot see. That's what our job as investment advisors are, to help clients see perhaps risks that they hadn't seen before, to put a portfolio together in such a way that regardless of what happens in the market, they're going to have the highest probable chance of safely arriving at their, you know, retirement destination, so to speak. In other words, having the right amount of income coming out with the least amount of risk, so that no matter if they hit turbulence, so to speak, or market volatility, or whatever the unforeseen event may be, that they safely arrive at their destination. That's our role in this whole process.
So tell me a little bit more about that. If I come into you, I mean, I know we've talked about you being a pilot, but you are also a retirement income planning specialist. And if I come in and I have questions about turbulence that I may be going through in my portfolio, if I don't know how to get to that destination of retirement, what do you have to offer to folks in that situation?
Yeah, great question. The very first thing is we would come up with a plan. So just like we talked about here using the flying analogy, any good flight starts with a good flight plan. You don't just hop in and say, you know, kick the tires and light the fires like to do a, you know, Top Gun or whatever. You go about it. It's all about risk mitigation. You go about it, starts with a good plan. So the very first thing that we would have someone do is we find out as much information as we can about them. For example, obviously how old you are, what you have accumulated as far as how much is in your 401k or IRAs or Roth IRAs or non-qualified accounts such as individual or joint accounts or trust accounts or what have you. Do you have any other non-cash type assets such as property, rental property that you're getting income from, future inheritance expectations, anything and everything? I mean, I just scratched the surface by listing a few of those things there, but that goes into the plan. Inflation, you know, what do we think inflation is going to be in the future based on historical trends? That goes into the plan. What are they currently spending per month? We have a detailed budget sheet that we've had them fill out to figure out what is their current level of spending, because that's a good way of judging what their future level of spending will be. And so basically we're figuring out where they are right now, to again use the flying analogy. Collecting all that information is like getting a financial GPS position with certainty, with a high degree of accuracy of where they are financially today. And then they know where they want to get to. Well, I want to retire at age 62 or whatever with this amount of income. Then we figure out, well, what's the rate of return necessary to get from point A to point B. And then the lower the rate of return, the less risk we're going to have to take to get to that goal safely. But whatever the rate of return is, whether it's 3% a year to 10% a year, whatever it may be, we figure out how much they need to save per year to get there, and then what kind of rate of return we need to average per year to get there. And then we come up with a plan consisting of everything from annuities to stocks to options to figure out how do we meet or achieve that required rate of return to get you safely to your destination with the lowest risk possible. The higher the required rate of return to get there, obviously the more risk they're going to have to be willing to take to get there. But we can show them the lowest possible risk that we can come up with to get them to that destination, given their necessary rate of return.
A lot of things that you and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group can do to help with retirement needs, retirement questions, with finances. If you don't know, if you're listening to this show today and you don't know your destination, if you have questions about your retirement, come in for a visit with the Mach 1 team. Call 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. 2100. As David said, quoting the famous movie Top Gun, you can't just kick the tires and light the fires, but you can take that initial step, pick up the phone, call 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Come in, get your questions answered about retirement, and find out if you're on the right path to your final destination of retirement. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.